Everyone, hi sluts, hi assholes, this is Minji, and today's show, we have a little segment here, and we have a special guest in our show, and her name is Foxy Cher. Foxy Cher, hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good, we're always horny.
Oh, welcome to my world.
Yes, and what we're going to talk about is home-based 101.
All right.
It's her world.
Yeah, Cher's world. My world as well.
Yeah.
So, I have a lot of friends asking me, what do we do? Like, how do you do this job, home-based job? Well, what is an independent contractor? So, I want you guys to know more things about being an independent contractor and what you need to know about independent contractors or being an independent contractor and how to be a successful independent contractor. So, yeah, Cher?
Okay, an independent contractor is a natural person, business, or corporation that provides goods or services to another entity under terms specified in a contract or within a verbal agreement. In short, you're just working. You're an employee.
You're just working, okay.
Yeah, you're a simple employee working at home, and you pretty much do everything for your clients. It may be about transcription, doing some research, and making calls for him, and many other things.
Okay, and that means that you will not have any benefits from the company, such as FSS or
insurance. Most of the time, you don't really get paid for your leave. You don't have vacation leave.
Oh.
So if you don't work that day, that means there's no pay. So you only get paid for what you work for. So if, let's say, you're supposed to work for 10 days and you didn't attend like 2 days and 8 days, that's all you get paid for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Most of the time, it's you get paid per hour.
Oh, okay, it's a per hour basis job.
Yes, that's right.
How stable is it to be an independent contractor?
It's not really that stable. It really depends on what company you work for. For example, if you're just working for a certain project, then it should be less than a month. Or what's worse is that there's what you call scammers online.
Yeah.
So we both got victimized.
Can I mention the name of this company?
Yes, please.
MTP
yes,
USA. Mr. Capone, you suck. Fuck you.
Yes, you suck. Big Capone's balls.
Yeah, so he didn't pay us. I worked there for almost a month. I was never paid a single penny.
Yeah,
and
he's
so
a psychopath.
Yeah, he's always breathing on our neck, so he's always like controlling us, and he always have this drama all the time.
He's an emo.
He's a Justin Bieber of home-based job.
Bieber.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
And there's other clients, scam clients, like Mike Lee, or aka CJ Tan. So if you ever come up with that, you know, if you ever encounter that name, Mike Lee or CJ Tan, beware.
Yeah, and Angeli,
and ZNet Zone. There's this...
Angeli Pandyong.
There's this so-called home-based company called ZNet Zone. So if you, they usually post on Craigslist. So if you come up with that name, ZNet Zone, do not trust that.
Yeah, they're posing as some like a company that's big, and they would mention big companies. They like to intimidate their prospects on dropping names such as Time Warner, right?
Yeah, Time Warner.
What else?
Mm-hmm.
And
AT&T.
and PBX, that they would brag about having PBX on their system.
Oh,
so
come on.
And guess what? Their salary. How much their salary is? 8,000.
8,000 pesos for a month? Fuck.
Yes. But they they don't even exist. Like, there's no Skype account or whatsoever. You have training and all of a sudden they're becoming invisible.
Yeah, I don't get those. Well, what do they get from those? You know, what do they get from fooling us? From fooling applicants?
Yeah, I think they're taking advantage of the fact that we Filipinos are hungry for money.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Well, we have to admit that, but then we're not stupid.
Exactly. We're not as stupid as Indians. I'm sorry, but yeah.
That's
Indians? Okay. How about, what are the things that you need to have if you're going to do a home-based job?
Okay, let's start with those tangible things.
Tangible, ooh.
I like that.
Big word, just like Richard Binks.
Yes, Dick. Okay, so first of all, you must have a computer.
Okay.
That's the most important thing. So you must have a computer and you must know how to use it.
And another thing, you must have a PayPal-ready account. PayPal-verified account.
And usually that's when trouble comes, when it's payday, because you're not ready with your PayPal. So you end up, what if, let's say, the client all of a sudden runs and you were never paid because you're not at that point where you're supposed to be paid, you didn't give your PayPal account. So that's a must.
PayPal.
Or you can, okay, go.
No, I was just saying PayPal.
You can also have Money Bookers or Payoneer.
Oh, yeah, Payoneer.
But they don't really, you know, they usually charge you more. Unlike PayPal, it's sort of universal.
Most clients would ask for PayPal.
That's right.
That's the most common payment system for independent contractors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And your PayPal must be verified, and you must also have a bank account that goes with it.
Like Union Bank, Eon?
Yes, Eon, or I'm not really sure about the other bank affiliated with it, but I heard BPI, right?
Yes, BPI or RCBC Savings Bank.
Mm-hmm. So you must have those. That's very important. That's the reason why you're working at home, is because you want to get paid. So you have to get ready with that. Also, once you have your computer, you must have a Skype. You must know how to work with Skype.
Yeah. Yahoo Messenger is old school.
Out.
It's out.
That's right.
So you must learn how to
use Yahoo.
Hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And if you're still trapped in the Friendster thingy, that's old school too.
Yeah, Facebook is in, but fuck Facebook. Fuck Facebook.
Don't you just love Farmville?
Ah, such a waste of time.
Yeah. So, other than that, you must have your updated resume and your picture. Make sure you look nice on your picture,
yeah.
Because there are times that your employers are really horny, and if you're ugly,
you can take advantage on your horny employers. You can ask for more pay.
True.
Yeah.
And so,
of course, you must have a headset with a microphone.
That's right. And a cover letter. Make sure you have a very nice cover letter.
If you guys want cover letter, or if you do not know how to make cover letter, you can contact Foxy Share. She's very good at it, and she'll charge you how much for cover letter?
$10.
$10 for a very, very, very impressive cover letter.
Yeah.
So you can contact Share.
It goes with a golden ring.
Wow.
And Renji's poop.
Ew.
Okay. Now we go with
internet. You forgot.
That's right.
Yeah. You must have a high-speed internet.
Mm-hmm. at least 1 Mbps. And I think there's a lot of, there's this misconception about as long as you have an internet, it's okay. No, most of the time, clients prefer wired internet.
Exactly. They do not like wireless internet such as smart wireless or Globe wireless.
Mm-hmm. It will be better if you that's right. Mm-hmm. And let's go to the other part of, you know, what's really essential when applying for home-based jobs.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Okay, you must have a thick skin.
A thick skin. Okay, what do you mean by
so
that?
So, for those of you who have an elephant skin, fine. This is for you. There will be a lot of insults.
Yeah, I know.
People will throw you out of the bus and will kick you. Because there's really competition when it comes to home base. So you must really know how to fight for your life, because that's what we did before.
Yeah.
Way back MTP days.
Yeah. That's right. Also, you must be a good liar.
Yes.
But at the same time. So if you don't have a call center background like me.
Oh, well, you know what?
Sure, you're really good, because even though you do not have a call center background, you can still adapt. You know, you can still adapt to what call center agents, you know, are doing. And you're actually doing, like, a call center job as well, because your current job is not really telemarketing, right? It's more of verifier.
Yeah, that's right.
Information verifier, yeah. And I'm really impressed, because your English is solid, cool.
wow.
Well,
did you get my $2? I sent you $2.
I know. Right? Yeah, thank you.
Oh, guys, Cher has a WordPress, and if
yes.
You check her blog, please promote your blog, Foxy Cher.
Okay, my blog
check it out,
is
guys.
The dick is talking.
The dick, oh,
it's pulsating.
Oh my god.
My aura pulsates.
Air Force dick is talking. Okay, I have a blog, which is all about political and social issues here in the Philippines and abroad, all over the world. I usually bash a lot of people, the church and everyone else. So please visit my blog. It's called Me and My Big Mouth, but actually the URL is cherrylaurel.wordpress.com. And I have another one. It's called The Lucky Biatch. So just theluckybiatch.blogspot.com.
Okay.
That.
Well, I'm gonna put the link on our Podbean website, on our web blogspot. Oh, huh, what am I saying? Podbean website, our podcast website. I'm gonna put those links there, so you can just click it and support Cher, please. And you can also send her money through PayPal. What's your PayPal address?
MissPinkVodka@yahoo.com. So if you have extra money in there in your pocket, or you just want to throw all your dollars, please spare me some
money.
Every penny counts. Put it in a single.
Right. I'm not very choosy. Yeah, I'm not very choosy. I came from the gutter and
See. That guys, watch out. She's looking.
Yeah, so
also, potential boyfriend. Anyone?
Yes, if you're horny, please add us. Oh, by the way, I want to invite everyone who wants to be part of our team.
Yeah.
Please add us up at your Skype. Our Skype ID is hbic.team.
Yep.
Please add us up and let's see what's we can work out on something. Maybe, you know, have a phone sex or something like that.
phone sex is what? How much per hour or per minute?
Well, it really depends. Like, if you have a tiny bone, then that's really hard to, you know, to work on. Because I have tiny hands too, so I think we can
$10 per minute?
Yeah, $10. Yeah, that'll do.
Okay.
Right. Okay. And if you want my naked pictures, I can send you some too.
Oh.
It will cost you $14.
Great. So just add her up in your Skype HBIC.team.
That's the name of our team actually, and if you're interested, you can just send your resume and a sample audio of your voice. So we can, you know, have Dick Jack on it too.
Okay.
Yes.
Going back to Homebase 101. So where can they find Homebase jobs? What are the websites?
You can go to freelancer.com and odesk.com. I think if you really want to find job, those are the two places that you can visit, and just create an account. Everything is in there.
Yeah, just read the FAQs about Odesk and freelancer.com so that you won't get surprised once that you get your salary.
And so,
I just want to add up, they can also look for jobs in Craigslist. There's this portion or link in Craigslist where they can find jobs like customer service, technical support, and yeah, those two sections mostly, customer service and technical support.
That's right.
Do not just...
But,
No, go ahead. No, I was just going to say, do not just focus in Manila, because Craigslist has Manila, Cebu, different cities in Manila. You can also look under Cebu or Iloilo City, you can also find home-based jobs there.
Yeah, that's right. And I think there's a lot of people who doesn't really want to try transcription. That's where I started. So if you really want to start, practice your independence in working alone with minimal supervision, I think transcription is the job for you for beginners.
Oh,
that's what I advise.
And how can they get a transcription job? Do you recommend any website?
Well, you can go to QuickDate, just Google QuickDate, or you can also look for CallGraph. So just Google them. They're out there. Usually they always hire.
Okay. Great. And also, I would just like to add up, you can also look for home-based jobs in bestjobs.ph and careerjet.ph. And there are other companies that we can refer you to, like, should I say it?
You can contact us.
You can just contact us. Yeah, hbic.team in Skype.
Because we have to get paid for that.
Yeah. This is not free information. This is not free. We looked hard for it.
But what we are working with right now are really good people. So we're surrounded with really, really nice employers. So we're lucky. We're actually very blessed right now.
Yeah. Except for my boss. He's half pervert.
Yeah. Okay. Girl, maybe we should give them an idea. How much is it? You know, how much... Like a day, a home-based worker is
earning?
Getting.
Well, a day. Yeah. It depends on your client. Like what what Foxy Chair said. Like, it really depends on your client how much you will get paid for. Usually, the highest, or let's start from the minimum. Minimum pay will be $1 per hour. So that's going to be for 8 hours. You get $8, and you multiply it by 41. Let's say 41. 328 pesos per day.
That's right. But of course, if you think you're worth more than that, then you can just start with 1.50, and then once you started learning other things, then you can bump up your rate.
Yeah, $2, and the highest will be $6.
Probably, yeah, 5 or 6, probably.
And Larry's getting paid how much? $12 per hour.
$12 an hour.
Fuck you.
Straight that this is U.S. versus Filipino rates.
See yeah. the difference?
So give them your pennies. Give them pennies a day. Just for just one penny a day, you can help these poor Filipinos make a little bit of money.
Oh.
Just one penny a day. And we'll see a picture of each one of these Filipinos.
I feel hurt. Every time that I imagine how Larry's getting, you know, how much Larry's getting an hour. Like, he's getting 12 hours, and I'm getting only $2 per hour. Well, fuck!
We are so ripped off.
Oh, I'm sorry, your name is Dick. I'm sorry. Who is Larry? Who the fuck is Larry?
Oh no, who's Larry? Well,
who's the Larry character that you talk of? I'm Richard Biggs.
Whatever, Dick. Anyway. Yeah, so those Americans, those outsourced, I mean, those clients, they're really earning a lot from us because they're only giving us how much? Well, just 1/4? Not even 1/4?
Not even 1/4. Probably. Figure they're making $15 an hour. They're giving you like 0.5%.
That's true, actually.
Well, that's it's because we're Filipinos.
Yeah, and the exchange is really different. Yeah. So we just have to work on what we have right now.
At least, you know, all I can say is, I've used to work at a call center. All I can say is, you can earn as much as what you're earning when you're working at a call center. You can earn more than that. You can earn more than $20,000 a month. You can even earn $30,000 a month or $50,000 a month. So,
that's right.
It really depends on the client and on your skills.
That's right.
Work up your skills, guys.
Yeah, work up your
skills. Get on that court. Work up your skills and send these poor Filipinos your money.
Okay, and you can also add more skills. Like, you can learn other things aside from calling, being a customer service. I would say it will be better if you learn about Adobe Photoshop, HTML, computer, web design. You would really earn a lot of money in web design and in graphic.
And girl, don't forget, you must know how to speak English.
Oh yes, that's one of
English isn't necessary.
It is very necessary, yeah. Because if you want to impress your client, you have to talk good in English. You have to be good in writing, English writing as well.
So
okay.
When you think that you don't need English at all, guess what? You do.
Yeah, that's true. Please, try to know your skills first. I mean, no offense meant, but there are some who are really trying so hard to be like other people. With, like, I think they are jealous of what they are earning, so they just push themselves. Like, you know. They think they can be, you know, better than them. But if you are destined to be into posting at Craigslist, then just stay there.
If you want to add your skills, then you have to learn it first, and then you can apply for other position job titles.
Yeah, well, you can hire us. To be your English teacher, right?
Yeah, and we're how much? We charge $5 per hour.
That's right. you must have a quiet environment with you.
Yes. No airplanes, no dogs. No chickens,
no
cocks.
No, yeah, no roosters, no No pigs, no babies.
No babies. Okay, if you have a baby and if your baby is crying, well, kick your baby.
Yeah.
Kick the baby.
Kick the baby.
Kill the baby.
Kill the baby.
Strangle them.
Just bad. Okay, and one more thing. If you're...
Don't kick the baby.
If you're doing a home-based job, you have to be responsible, reliable. Reliability is one key to doing home-based job. You can't just, you know, slack because you're at home. You can do whatever you want. You can't just do that. Actually, home-based, working at home is more tedious than working in real life, in real office. Do you notice that, Cher? Like,
yes,
you really have to be responsible of your computer, your connection, your program that you're using. You have to troubleshoot that as well if you're having problems. You're responsible for everything.
That's right. And you don't go like just because your computer is busted, you're gonna go like, oh, it's busted, so I'm not gonna go to work. You have to do something about it.
Exactly, or else your client will fire you.
Yeah, right then and there, they will fire you. And it's no joke. I mean, it's really hard. Well, it's easy to get a job, but...
it's hard to maintain it.
Exactly, and once you have a really nice boss, it you would regret it if you go slacking over the job. So yeah.
And also be aware of those fly by night home based jobs. Yeah, I've already said that earlier. Yeah, those scams.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I noticed, those scam clients or scam companies, they don't really use Skype. They use the old school Yahoo Messenger. I just noticed that.
Yeah, because they're cheap. They don't know how to work on new stuff. Yeah.
So if your client uses Yahoo Messenger, then 50% might be a scam.
Or maybe your client is ugly.
What? Ugly? Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, I don't want to work with somebody who is hideous.
Aww.
Or else I'm going to puke all the time.
Because you can't see them in Yahoo Messenger.
Yeah. I have to imagine.
Make sure that your client has a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a webcam. Mm.
Yeah. And that's good looking.
Mm. Anyway, let's just talk about your experiences with this home base. How many jobs have you had, and what are those?
Well, I became a telemarketer. I was once in the customer service, and I got scammed. You and I, both of us, you were never paid. I got paid for like 450 pesos for 3 days.
Oh my God.
And I was even blamed. I was like being accused of something that I wasn't even doing. I also I did some article writing, which is really, really the biggest rip-off of my life. I write for $1.
What?
Yeah.
$1 per article?
Yeah, that's right. That's 500 words. So that's $1. And then I also did what else did I do? I did some Craigslist, and then when my IP address was blocked, they said, oh, I don't think you can work for us anymore.
Yeah, girl, that's what happened to me.
Okay. Remember I was telling you about...
it's not your fault.
I know, it's like, it's not gonna work. Your IP is blocked, so okay, whatever.
That sucks.
So I only got paid like $5, I think.
Girl? Wow, $5.
Yeah, $5. Well, that's for 3 days.
Oh.
For 3 days of writing articles, and then $1 for the Craigslist.
Damn.
I know.
Okay.
So I was promised that I'm gonna be like paid $3 per hour, but I guess at that point when they were testing me, they said it's not really gonna work for me.
Okay,
I don't care.
That's alright, that's part of being an independent contractor. You have to get used to rejection.
That's right.
There
is a lot
of rejection, yes, and you have to be ready with that.
And not because somebody, let's say, not because one client, what do you call that girl, doesn't like you or rejected you. It doesn't mean that the other clients will reject you. Sometimes you just really have to try harder.
Yeah.
Harder. Until you drop and burst.
Yeah, exactly. So don't lose hope. There's a lot of clients out there, a lot of home-based jobs out there, so you can just go search for it. Anyway, yeah. So, what are other experiences, job experiences that you have, Foxy? Foxy, can I just call you Foxy?
Yeah, just call me Foxy. You can call me Kate Hudson if you're lazy.
Okay.
If you're lazy. So, I also, right now I'm doing SEO, which is really popular nowadays.
Yeah, SEO is one of the most popular home-based job nowadays. So tell us something about SEO. What is it?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know.
SEO means what?
Search engine optimization, am I right?
Yeah, sex engine optimization.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, search engine.
So, basically you just do marketing online. You campaign or you make something popular online. It could be a book, it could be a website.
To be yourself?
It could be yourself. Well, my friend whose name is Adel, she's, I have marketed her online.
Ooh. Yeah, yes. She said thank you.
Yeah, she's really popular now. She's a star. She's a star. If you think that I'm the queen, she's a star.
Oh no.
Yeah, she's like the Marilyn Monroe.
I thought Marilyn Manson.
Okay. Yeah, she's like that, and so. That's it. I never really tried the other stuff, though. I'm willing to try, like phone sex operator. That really sounds exciting. I really want that. I was really jealous with a friend of mine when she had that job.
You were jealous?
Yeah.
Come on.
Just because you're moaning, you get paid $100.
Okay, what if you moan for 8 hours? Can you do it?
Well, I can. You know, it's okay. I think I can record it.
No, you can't, because you have to be you have to have interaction with your customer. So if it's just a recording, then it's not gonna be synchronized with with what the customer is saying. And note, it is being monitored.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that I really hate about. Work specifically at Odesk,
because
you get monitored.
Screenshot.
Yeah, I don't like screenshots.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And remote. How do you call that?
Remote girl? PC. Like.
Yeah.
You have to connect from someone else's PC remotely.
Mm-hmm.
And work there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sucks because it's very slow. You know.
Yeah.
It's very slow to manipulate the other computer.
Yeah. It's like you can't really... It's not very comfortable working like that. Yeah. Working that way.
Right. Okay. I guess that's all about it. Anything else that you want to add up?
Well, I just want to say good luck to all of you lookers of here at home base. Good luck to you guys and... may you all have a
Merry Christmas.
Nice time working.
I thought you were saying Merry Christmas.
May you all have a nice time looking for jobs. It's really fun. You gain friends. You have virtual friends.
Virtual everything. You know, our lives are everything is home based. I got a home based boyfriend. Online virtual boyfriend.
Yes.
What else? Everything is home based. I have a virtual bank. Virtual toy.
We have a lot of toys.
Yeah, remember? Virtual toys, virtual friends.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is virtual.
That's right.
Oh, even our food, it's virtual. Because, well, you know, whenever that we're hungry, we're just going to order it online.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so you're talking about McDonald's. I saw that Skype, the icon.
Oh, the Skype icons, yeah. You can also send your friends coffee, pizza. Using emoticons.
That's right. So for those of you who are still wishing to have a job online, home based, I'm not gonna say it's a bad idea. I think it's cool, but you really have to be very patient.
Exactly.
That's it.
Patience is a virtue, and patience is money.
That's right.
Okay, and you can also add us up in Facebook if you want to learn more about Homebase. Our Facebook group is called HBIC.
Mm-hmm.
The short for?
Homebase Independent Contractors.
Great! Okay. Dick, are you still alive?
Yes, I am. I was just listening to your guys' wonderful conversation about Homebase.
And you're jacking off right now?
Are you jacking off
right now?
Oh yes, I am.
Oh yeah, that's
how,
your job.
How many times did you came?
Wait.
Huh?
It wasn't that much. Thank God I live in America. It was $4.99 a minute, but it was damn worth it.
Okay. Yeah, and don't forget to send her money to her PayPal account. Yeah.
Remember, send money to these Filipinos, just for $1. One penny a day.
Excuse me, I'm not a Filipino, I'm a Russian.
Russian, okay. No one's Filipino here. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm what? Well, I'm Martian.
Mean you guys talk in pesos. Mexican.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you guys. Bye.